I totally get why you want that fast car and that big new house and the TV that's so massive and bright that birds fly into it when you watch nature documentaries. I understand the appeal of your beautiful dream boyfriend or dream girlfriend or gender-free dream and your jet ski and swimming pool to ride it around in and your helipad beside your motorbike track at your other beach mansion. You want to be so hot that people melt when they look at you. And yet, you want to be so cool that when you enter a party, people want your ice in their drink. And hot, cool people have lots of sexy sex and friends with benefits and job offers that smell like bacon cooking. When you Google your own name, the autofill suggests adding nude. Your bank will beg you for mercy under the weight of your enormous accounts. Even doors that aren't automatic will open for you automatically. Gymnasiums will want you to breathe inside them, share your perspiration, maybe fondle a light switch and use the amenities. There's a strong market for your sweaty gym towels on eBay, so for you, Stay and Buff is a kind of community service. You have a diamond finger for every ring. I understand the appeal. They get at you when you're little, and they culture this culture of things. So when you get old enough to want, you know the things you're supposed to want for. You know the stuff to stuff your stuff with. They've tricked you. They've sucked you in. But it wasn't really hard. Stuff is so pretty, and it's hard to say no. Why would you? I could tell you 1,000 reasons to say no to stuff, but you wouldn't believe me. Here, I'll show you. Look around you. I mean, really look. Find a window if you're inside. Better still, find a door or two. Take yourself outside and find the horizon in every direction. Look at the sky and the ground at your feet. Take note of the clouds and the stars, the cool trees and the hard concrete, for this is my home, my world, all of it. Every blinking heavenly body and cigarette butt, every upturned shopping trolley and crystal stream, every plant pushing through the cracks, and every peppery sand dune, the soft railway siding weeds and the rainbow oil slick puddles. I am of this world, teenage vagabond. Every day is a school day, and everyone I meet is my teacher. My classroom is the surf beach, the bus stop, that cool tree. I know what I know because I listened to what they said. I asked questions when there were questions to be asked, and I listened to the answers. I tried opinions on like hats and left many by the side of the road. They fed me and clothed me with the things they left behind. Thanks for that. Cats taught me how to find a warm spot. Dogs taught me how to play. I'm not very wise, but I know how to play the game. I know where the public toilets are and that cleanliness is next to invisibility on the social spectrum. I know that in the pressure cooker of daily life, a kindness given is a kindness given. A smile is a precious commodity, and helping cafe staff put chairs out in the morning can taste like sweet coffee. I'm not homeless. Homeless suggests that I want for a home, but the world is my home. I'm thingless. Well, not completely thingless. Wearing fig leaves is frowned upon in this Garden of Eden. I have a blanket and a coat, odd socks and an even odder hat. I have a toothbrush and a library card, and if I run out of toothpaste, I know how to get more. My opening line is there any way I can help? I have a bag for all my things that I can carry with one finger, and if I lost it tomorrow, I might get wet, or I might get cold, or I might go hungry for a while. Have you ever been cold or wet or hungry? I guess another way to ask that might be, have you ever looked forward to eating, had a shower, or put your jacket back on again? Every other animal on the planet can cope with that from time to time, but we poor hairless apes can't. That's why we need things. If we get cold, hungry, and wet, we can die. That's why we need a roof over our heads and four remote controls. That's why we need refrigerators big enough to park a car in and reverse cycle air conditioners that make the streetlights dim when they turn themselves on. Comfy? Of course you're comfortable. Discomfort is death. Maybe you've forgotten how to sleep on a blanket of leaves. Maybe you've forgotten the magic of waking with dew in your hair under a throw rug of stars. Have you even heard the bird's pillow talk as the shadows are washed away? The night shift owls are calling, "Good day to you, sir." The day shift magpies whisper, "Are you awake?" "Yes, I'm awake. More awake than I've ever been." "You're missing out, my sisters, my brothers, my others. It's a new day. A new day. Don't go to school today. Come with me and learn the world. We'll count the waves and read the stories in the clouds. We'll fill ourselves with the smell of the salt bush and draw in the sand with our toes. We'll help where we can and make friends from all over the world. Old ones and young ones, fur and feathers. Our brains will grow bigger and our hearts will grow warmer until we forget what things are for."